Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Diet and nutrition are an important part of prenatal health. And as Sarah Young, research scientist in the Division of Nutritional Sciences at Cornell University, explains, the physiological changes of pregnancy can cause cravings that go well beyond the stereotypical pickles and ice cream.
For most, the consumption of dirt is to be avoided. But to geophagists, as they're called, eating earth is delectable, enjoyable, and even irresistible. A decade ago in Zanzibar, Tanzania, I met my first geophagist. We were sitting in Mama Sharifa's sun-baked yard discussing her diet during pregnancy when she explained how, twice a day, she took a small hunk of earth from the wall of her house and popped it in her mouth. Her urge mystified both her and me. As it turns out, Mama Sharifa has plenty of company. There are hundreds of thousands of people around the world who crave earth, including right here in the United States. Geophagy is mostly associated with pregnancy and anemia, but the health consequences have been an enigma since Hippocrates. There are two major adaptive explanations. The first is that eating earth acts like a vitamin to supplement missing nutrients like iron. And the second is that it detoxifies harmful pathogens or chemicals. Think of it as a mud mask for the gut. We have brought ethnographic, epidemiologic, and biochemical data to bear on geophagy in Zanzibar, and it looks as if there is the most support for the detoxification hypothesis. Pregnant women who eat earth and other non-food items are more likely to be anemic, which would seem to support the multivitamin hypothesis. But the iron in these items isn't bioavailable. In fact, recent in vitro analyses suggest that earth can bind to dietary iron, which would cause anemia. But this same binding ability that keeps iron from being absorbed may also work to sequester chemicals and pathogens that are particularly harmful during pregnancy. In effect, eating dirt might, in fact, be purifying.
That was Sarah Young of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.